Dreamscape presents Under Pressure by Isabella Crawley, L. Lee Clark, and Michael Anderley. Narrated by Emma Lisi. Chapter 1. Taylor's House, Harrison, Westchester County, New York. Silent and alert, she crept down the length of a long, dark tunnel. She knew she was in danger, but exactly where the threat lay was beyond even her advanced perception. The fog of malevolence, the increasingly less subtle vibes of haughty viciousness and murderous intent, had spread gradually over the entire city. It seemed to grow stronger as she moved south, across the island of Manhattan. She had departed alone, not knowing quite what to expect and acting on a tip from Dr. Alexander Thomas, the former vampiric thrall whose life she had spared in exchange for his aid. The residues of his deadly and burning link to his former mistress had granted him access to her mind, and he told Taylor that he'd seen this place in her plans. Her experience stretched far beyond the limits of humankind. Despite that, it had been a long time since she'd seen anything quite like this. Usually she could sense when a powerful foe, especially another vampire, wanted her dead. Their hostile intent emanated like radio waves from their person to provide some clue when she was near them. She normally only perceived negative vibes of this intensity when she was right on top of them. And in those cases, the signals clearly came from a specific point. But now, in this subterranean labyrinth and not far from her own secret sanctuary, she felt that same malefic energy, only it was equally intense everywhere she turned. Her foe, the Egyptian elder vampire Moswin Neith, had, somehow, blanketed New York with something almost like a curse upon the very air. Taylor knew her own capabilities, and that she was far from helpless, even against adversaries who could easily crush most beings. She was also not readily given to fear, but this was unnerving. It unsettled her because she knew without a doubt that she faced a degree of evil power beyond anything in recent memory, possibly beyond any she had ever dealt with. And because the low, maddening buzz of her opponent's aura was omnipresent, there was no shift and no waxing in its power when Moswin herself attacked. A grasping hand came out of the darkness of an alcove that lay barely out of sight, its claw-like nails aimed at the white flesh of Taylor.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?